They'll need plenty of sriracha in southwest Colombia. That's because the heat of passion has vanished from one town there. The women have stopped having sex with their husbands. They'll begin again, they say, when repairs are made to the roads that connect the town to the outside world. The women's urgency is clear, and the tactic they took may be working. Reporter John Otis in Bogota has been following the story. Tell us more, John, about why these women have started this so-called crossed leg movement.
Well, Marco, we're talking about a little town in southwest Colombia called Barbacoas. It's very isolated. It's Colombians like to say you go to the end of the earth and take a left. That's kind of where this place is located. They've only got one dirt road leading to the rest of civilization, and it's in terrible shape. It can take up to 14 hours to get to the next town over in the nearest hospital. And the problem is something like a dozen medical patients have died along that road trying to get to the hospital. There have even been pregnant women who've died in the back of ambulances on that road trying to get some medical care. So in desperation, the women called a sex strike in 2011. It lasted for 38 days. The politicians finally stepped in and said, okay, we're going to rebuild that road. But then nothing happened for the next 2 years. So some of the women went back on strike. And now just this month, the Army Corps of Engineers has announced, yes, we are rebuilding that road and the bulldozers are in there and they're getting going on it. So there appears to be a happy ending this time.
Well, I mean, the road's not paved yet. Is there any possibility that the Army could kind of like fall asleep on the job again and not get it done?
Well, that's always a possibility here in Colombia. There's a lot of corruption. The money runs out, and you can have long stretches of pavement, and then suddenly you have gravel, and you have to slam on the brakes.
It's interesting, though. I mean, it's not a story about these people in this little town having a smooth, cushy ride on new tarmac. It's a kind of a matter of life and death, isn't it?
It certainly is, Marco, and that's sort of a wider problem in Colombia. Roads are bad here all over the country. There's three Andean mountain ranges, so building roads is tough. There's a guerrilla war going on, so it can be dangerous to go in and repair roads. Even the good roads are bad. Just to get a container, for example, if you're going to send a container of Colombian goods to China, it'll cost you more to bring it to a Colombian port than to get it from that Colombian port all the way across the other side of the world to China.
Wow, that's incredible. Not to get lost in stereotypes, John, but Colombia is a passionate country. Has this strike been a big water cooler topic like in Bogota?
It's been an interesting issue. I mean, one of the reasons you do call a sex strike is to get some media attention and to get the attention of the politicians and to sort of embarrass people into taking action. And so it's been done here in Colombia several times. In fact, back in the 90s, when the war was going really badly for the Colombian Army, the head of the Colombian Armed Forces came out on national television and suggested that the wives and girlfriends of the guerrillas go on a sex strike to sort of force a peace treaty, force their men to negotiate with the government. And, Colombians were sort of amazed because they were. It almost sounded like this was going to be the national strategy of the army to go forward with the war. I mean, there was a lot of joking about it.
Yeah, it's in the Colombian toolbox. I'm curious, John, what's the shape of your driveway at home in Bogota?
The road up to my house is in pretty bad shape, I have to admit. Sometimes you just have to drive a four-wheel drive around here.
Just curious. Reporter John Otis in Bogota, thanks so much.
Thanks a lot, Marco.